Thanks to Chattanooga's gigabit technology, students at a handful of schools here in Hamilton County have remote video access to a high-powered 4K microscope for their environmental and biomedical studies. The tool, housed at STEM School Chattanooga, is so powerful that it is usually found only in scientific labs such as those at the CDC. Now, a grant has expanded access to the 4K microscope to gigabit communities in Jackson, Tennessee, and Lafayette, Louisiana. Jeff Milliner is Digital Equity Officer at the Enterprise Center, and Ashlyn Verstrat is a senior and a member of the 4K team at STEM School Chattanooga. Jeff, Ashlyn, thanks for joining us.
So happy to be here.
Thank you for having me.
Jeff, tell us more about how this program began.
So the 4K microscope started out as a project kind of testing what can the gig do. We were looking for some applications that really leverage the kind of connectivity that Chattanooga has invested in, thanks to EPB. 4K, you know, as high quality video content as exists. Working with the University of Southern California, we wanted to sort of test that connectivity. A professor out there set up a 4K camera on an incredibly high powered microscope. We set up a display unit and controls to use all of that in real time with the STEM school here in Chattanooga. So 1,800 miles between those two end sites, live real-time manipulation of samples of slides using one of the highest power microscopes that you can get access to, and putting that tool in the hands of students and educators in Hamilton County. That project, I'll say, has evolved a little bit, right? We went from just the STEM school having access here in Chattanooga to what USC has, to a number of schools in Hamilton County able to access a local microscope remotely. The microscope itself is about $65,000. So as much as we'd like to have one of these in every science classroom in Hamilton County, the math just doesn't add up. But because we've got access to the network, distributed access to this thing remotely, live, as though you're there in person, is possible uniquely in a community like Chattanooga. So when we actually installed that microscope at the STEM school, we had our representative from Hunt and Olympus come to set this microscope up. And the first thing that he said about it is, my other clients who have these in the Southeast are Vanderbilt, Emory, and the CDC. I've never seen an undergraduate allowed to touch one of these. It's crazy to me that I'm inside a high school classroom right now. It's just crazy to me. And for us, that's what's so amazing. You know, we're not asking our students to cure cancer tomorrow, but we're giving them access to the tools that the people who are working on that exact problem to use it right now, to be ready for whatever the future holds at them, because they're using the same things that the most advanced people in these fields are using as well. The example I use a lot is the difference between teaching somebody to use an avocado slicer and to use a knife. Right? Like, you learn to use an avocado slicer. You can slice a mean avocado. That's important, especially to millennials. We like our avocado toast. There's value in that. And nobody's saying there isn't value in it. Teach someone to use a knife. They can still slice that avocado. There might be a little bit more safety training involved, but it's what chefs use. It's what folks who run Michelin star restaurants. It's the exact same tool. If they're learning to use that from the get-go, we know they're going to be better prepared for the future, whatever it holds.
And tell me which schools have access to this?
So right now in Hamilton County, we've got central access through the STEM school. So we've got the microscope and a class going there. And then we have additional access points at Howard, at Brainerd, at Hickson, at Red Bank. And we're working on one at East Hamilton at the moment. And we just received some funding to scale this project outside of Hamilton County to work with Jackson, Tennessee and Lafayette, Louisiana.
And Ashlyn, tell us how you're involved in all this.
I'm one of the students that helps operate the microscope, and we work with the biology students. They don't have access to the 4K scope like we do. We actually help manipulate and get their data and get them pictures of their like living specimens when they're doing a project on microbial population, what certain things have an effect on those microbial populations. So I did it in biology, and the 4K students helped us get our data off the 4K at the time, too. So I did mine with boat wax to see what boat wax was doing to microbial populations. So when I went to go get my data off the 4K, I saw it. I saw all the living organisms on it, and I was like, I have to be a part of this. I have to do it. And that really sparked my interest in it to begin with. And from there, I enjoy helping the 4K team. I enjoy helping the biology students. I enjoy the cohort meetings that we have when people come in and I get to talk to people and work with people who don't also have access to this at their school. It's just a great experience overall.
And you're a senior?
Yes.
So what do you plan to do after graduating?
I plan to go into a science field. I got accepted to Chat State, and I'm going to apply for their pre-OT program.
Good for you.
Thank you.
When we first did a test with Red Bank, Red Bank gave us a water sample from a local body of water, put it under a standard classroom microscope, and it was a dead sample. There was nothing in it. We threw that underneath the 4K microscope, which the students then accessed this thing that they saw as dead, teeming with life, with things that, as one student said, I have only ever seen in a textbook from this exact same sample. So the experience that we recognize students at the STEM school were having is something that would tremendously benefit students in other classrooms. And because we're able to do it remotely, they're able to see that exact same stuff, manipulate it the same way that the STEM school does over distance because of the network.
And this project gets at something known as digital equity. Explain that.
Absolutely. So the idea of digital equity is, in the 21st century, now, 2020 forward, technology has an impact on our lives, whether we want it to or not. And folks who have access have a different experience, a different lived experience of life, of opportunity, of chances of success than those who live on the other side of this digital divide might not. There are some traditional ways of going about that, of increasing access. The kind of ubiquitous fiber connectivity that Chattanooga has is a great example of how you can get access to more people. A low-cost internet plan such as NetBridge is another example of how people can get better access. Tech Goes Home, a program that the Enterprise Center runs, works on providing access to devices and education to take advantage of that. Those things are so important. One of the other pieces for us is this idea of future readiness. It's not just those on-ramps that get towards digital equity. It's providing access to what's happening at the far end of the spectrum of what the future looks like, and ensuring that there's distributed and equity and access to those kinds of opportunities in addition to those that are sort of some of the first experiences of what the internet can be and do for you, for us is really, really important. And so taking advantage, again, the far end of the spectrum, the absolute maximum capacity of a network like ours, and ensuring the future generation has access to do amazing things, to use technologies they would never otherwise touch at a starting point, and not just when they make it to graduate school or something like that. That's something Chattanooga can uniquely do. We're charting a future. I think there are things that can happen in Chattanooga that won't happen in other communities for years and years to come, and setting our students up to take advantage of that is crucially important to the mission of the Enterprise Center and projects like these.
And where can people go online for more information?
One of the places they can go to kind of look at some of the neat stuff that's happened with the microscope is 4kmicroscope.org. They can learn a lot more at the enterprisecenter.org as well.
All right. Jeff, Ashlyn, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.